How to Stop a Killer. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The frustrating thing about the horrible mass shooting in Orlando is that the killer, Omar Mateen, had caught the FBI's attention 3 years ago for talking with coworkers about terrorism. But as CBS national security analyst Juan Zarate explains, the FBI needs more than talk to make an arrest.
People's speech is not illegal, and if there isn't a movement toward criminality, the FBI can't keep people on lists and can't follow them around.
Unfortunately, it turned out that Mateen was perfect for the new ISIS recruitment strategy, as outlined in the New York Times last November, which is to recruit the school shooter types, the mentally ill, people with dysfunctional families, people who are ready to kill but need a religious excuse. And I know we despair of doing anything about it, but these killers can be stopped. In fact, it happened 2.5 months ago in Ohio, when a gun dealer named John Downs refused to sell a rifle to 25-year-old James Howard, even though Howard's background check came up clear, because, as he told CBS's Adriana Diaz, something didn't look right.
Just the look in his eye. You really can't explain it. He was going to do something.
So he sent the guy away.
And I just said, you know what, bud, I can't sell you the gun.
It turned out the guy was mentally ill, had tried to attack a man earlier that morning, and then had stormed off to buy a gun and kill more people. But he didn't, because a smart gun shop owner followed his gut. We could use a few more of those. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.